40 to like, I can't, I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Or what about corn when we raise 40?
40.
Begins with a B.
Huh?
Yes, I got that for mine.
40 what?
Bushels.
Yeah, 40 bushels. Okay. That's what I was looking for.
Okay. All right, these, what I'm going to ask you have to do with pronouns. They say, talking about the two of us, if we have to go somewhere together without using either of our names, you would say that...
We were incognito.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's incognito. True. That's true. But just using, let's say, pronouns, you would say that and have to go somewhere.
Oh, you and I?
Right.
I mean, you.
Oh.
Or us.
What would you just regularly say?
We.
Okay. If you had to use three words, blank and blank, what would you say?
All right, I'm telling somebody that, right?
You're telling me.
Right? I'm telling you. I'll say, you and I got a, okay. Yeah, you and I.
That's got it, okay. In other words, the job's not just for one of us, it's for?
Both of us.
Okay. Now, if you and another fella are coming over to see me, again, without using names, you'd say that Ann are coming over.
To see you.
Right.
Me and him.
Okay. And if you were identifying yourself without using your name, say if you knocked on the door and you knew I'd recognize your voice, mm-hmm. You might say, oh, open the door, it's just...
It's I. No, it's me. It's me.
Okay. And if you were identifying another man, you'd say, that's just...
That's just him.
Okay.
Ain't nobody.
All right. And a woman, you'd say, that's...
Yes, sir.
Okay. Several people, you'd say, it's just...
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this expression, comparing how tall you are, you might say that he's not as tall as...
Me.
Okay. Or the other way around, I'm not as tall as...
It's him.
Okay. And comparing how well you do something, you might say he can do it better than...
Better than I can.
All right. Okay, this word. If there are several people in this room, and you're talking to them all together,
mm-hmm.
Like they've been visiting you, you might say, well, come back soon. Blank, come back soon.
Well, you guys come back... No.
All right.
Y'all come back soon.
Okay.
Y'all.
All right.
You know, I believe we are the people who use that.
What do you
people
mean?
In Louisiana, y'all.
Oh, no, I use it.
For real? That's
sure.
Good.
Mm-hmm. You're not by yourself.
Most people from other places, they come and they say, you guys,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, that word y'all, talking about if you had to indicate possession with it, like if you were talking to several people at the same time, you might look out the window, see a car, and you might say, is that blank car?
Y'all's.
Mm-hmm.
Put an S on there. Y'all's car.
Okay. Now that y'all's, have you ever heard people around here say y'all's? Is that y'all's car?
Mm-mm.
It'd just be y'all's.
Yeah, I believe somebody would say that.
Say what?
Somebody would be bold enough to say y'all's car.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But like, people trying to, look like they're trying to shy away from it because, you know, they used to kind of tease people from Louisiana about saying that, you know, mm-hmm. by saying y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So they've been kind of shying away from it. So they wouldn't take it to the extreme by saying y'all's. Say y'all's.
Just to track that much more.
Some people try to say you all, you know, mm-hmm. to get away from saying y'all's. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and say you all.
Yeah. Okay. All right, talk about something a little different. Just in general, something that's made out of flour and baked in a loaf, that would be
rib.
Okay. Different kinds?
Unleavened bread, that what you're talking about?
Okay. Or, you know, just the common stuff you go in the store and buy something, make a sandwich out of, what kind would you call that?
Enriched bread.
Okay.